From the Director of Community Business Development Partners, submitting an informational report providing a status update regarding the development and execution of a comprehensive business outreach program that includes the promotion of the microloan fund, the revolving loan fund, and a series of educational seminars. This item will also be considered by the Committee on Economic and Community Development and is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Norris.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, I'm happy to report. I know it's taken some time to get to this point, but we're getting ever closer to launching the microloan program, and I just wanted to share with the committee where we are today. We just talked about implementing the process of depositing the funds in Tri-City Bank. We have now a tentative memorandum of understanding with the Lincoln Opportunity Fund, LLC. We've had good discussions with them about the process. We actually started walking through the process of an applicant requesting a loan. And taking advantage of our experience with the revolving loan program, specifically the forms that we use and shared with the Lincoln Opportunity Fund, they're basically concluding that those forms are good with some minor tweakings, that they believe that the process of processing a loan would be less level of effort. And so what they suggested is that the first applicant, the fees would be waived, just to do a beta test to see what the level would be. And just a reminder to the committee that the applicant pays a non-refundable $200 processing fee. And so that's the good news of where we are at this point. And I just want to make one minor adjustment by the advice from the doing agenda setting. We went back and to find out what happened to the $100,000 where we were, because in this document, I suggest that once everything is aligned, that the director, Tyler, provides a letter to get permission to deposit funds. Well, we've discovered since that meeting that the funds were put into our budget, and when the funds were put into our budget, our department, back in 2013, cut a check to North Milwaukee State Bank so it can be deposited in there. But while we're in the process of doing that, the situation with North Milwaukee State Bank said they were not willing to do this, so we held the check. So we currently hold the check. And so upon approval from the committee, what we will do then is reissue a different check to Tri-City Bank to be deposited. So we've been holding on to the check. So the good news is that we do not have to come back to get permission to deposit a check. We still have the funds available because it was included into our budget. So I thank the during the agenda setting that advice.
Any other questions from committee members? Thank you. Number 8 was an informational item. Madam Clerk, could